I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and this is Walking with Jesus in the Gospel of John, in our fourth devotional, John chapter 2, asking, why did Jesus turn water into wine? Why did Jesus turn water into wine? Here's John chapter 2. On the third day there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine. And Jesus said to her, woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, do whatever he tells you. Now there were 6 stone water jars there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, fill the jars with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, now draw some out, and take it to the master of the feast. So they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water now become wine, and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, everyone serves the good wine first, and when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now. This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum with his mother and his brothers and his disciples, and they stayed there for a few days. The Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found those who were selling oxen and sheep and pigeons, and the money changers sitting there. And making a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and oxen, and he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And he told those who sold the pigeons, take these things away. Do not make my Father's house a house of trade. His disciples remembered that it was written, zeal for your house will consume me. So the Jews said to him, what sign do you show us for doing these things? Jesus answered them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. The Jews then said, it has taken 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days? But he was speaking about the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs he was doing. But Jesus, on his part, did not entrust himself to them because he knew all people and needed no one to bear witness about man, for he himself knew what was in man. That's John chapter 2 in the English Standard Version. So in John's Gospel, the first miraculous sign Jesus did was to turn water into wine at a wedding in Cana in Galilee. In many ways, this is the most unusual of all of Jesus' signs. It was neither a healing nor a demonic exorcism, so it did not restore someone to health or life or set someone free from Satan's tyranny. It was not a powerful sign of Jesus' command over the forces of nature, such as calming a storm. In fact, as a sign, this miracle wasn't even done publicly. Only Jesus' disciples knew he had done this miracle. So why did he do it? First, turning water into wine announced the coming of his kingdom to his disciples. Jesus was showing his disciples alone first, in a secret miracle, that his kingdom of joy, peace, and salvation was breaking into the normal order of the world. The wine represents celebration, joy, and blessing from God, which Jesus came to bring into the world. Second, turning water into wine blessed the wedding and showed Jesus' support of marriage. This reason is commonly referenced at weddings. Jesus did bless and support marriage as God's ordained institution, though he himself never married. Third, turning the water into wine was a blessing to the bridegroom, saving him from humiliation and bringing him honor. This was a great blessing to a close family friend, someone who was evidently close to Mary, Jesus' mother. Interestingly, we don't know whose wedding this was, but we see Jesus blessing the groom and his family. And fourth, Turning the water into wine was a sign of the abundant life that Jesus had come to bring. Later, Jesus would say he had come in order that people might have abundant life. This wine is a sign of the rich kingdom blessing of abundant life that Jesus came to bring. It's interesting that John records Jesus' cleansing of the temple next. John is the only gospel writer to record this first cleansing of the temple early in Jesus' ministry. Jesus cleansed the temple because he wanted all people, Jews and Gentiles, to have access to the worship of God in a fair and open manner, not in a controlled, corrupt, and extorting manner. Joy and worship, life and prayer, blessing and access to God. These are the kingdom benefits Jesus came to bring his people. Let us enjoy them today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son to bring joy and blessing into the world, to bring abundant life to your people, to bring us access to you, peace with you, the privilege of being able to worship you in spirit and in truth. All of this Jesus came into the world to bring in the joy of the coming of his kingdom. Thank you for Jesus. We pray this in his name. Amen.